Isaiah chapter 9. Nevertheless, the dimness will not be like it was in her vexation, when at the first he lightly afflicted the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward did more grievously afflict her by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, in Galilee of the nations. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They who dwell in the land of the shadows of death, upon them has the light shone. You have multiplied the nation, and not increased the joy. They rejoice before you according to the rejoicing that is in harvest time, and like men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For you have broken the yoke of his burden, and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, like in the day of Midian. For every battle of the warrior is with confusion and noise, and garments rolled in blood, but this battle will be with burning and with the fuel of fire. For unto us is a child born, unto us is a son given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty El, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace shall be no end, and upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from now on even forever. The zeal of Yahweh of hosts will perform this. Yahweh sent a word into Jacob, and it has lighted upon Israel, and all the people will know, Ephraim and the inhabitant of Samaria, who say in the pride and stoutness of heart, the bricks are fallen down, but we will rebuild them with hewn stones. The sycamores are cut down, but we will change them into cedars. For this reason Yahweh will set up the adversaries of Rezin against them, and join his enemies together, the Syrians in front and the Philistines behind, and they will devour Israel with open mouth. But for all of this, his anger is still not turned away, but instead his hand is still stretched out against them. For the people do not turn towards him who smites them, neither do they seek for Yahweh of hosts. For this reason Yahweh will cut off from Israel head and tail, branch and rush, in one day. The ancient and honorable, he is the head, and the prophet who teaches lies, he is the tail. For the leaders of this people cause them to err, and they who are led by them are destroyed. For this reason Yahweh will have no joy in their young men, and neither will have mercy upon their fatherless and widows. For every one is a hypocrite and an evildoer, and every mouth speaks foolishness. For all this, his anger is not turned away yet, but instead his hand is still stretched out. For wickedness burns like the fire, and it will devour the briars and thorns, and will kindle in the thickets of the forest, and they who will mount up like the lifting up of smoke. Through the wrath of Yahweh of hosts is the land darkened, and the people will be like the fuel of the fire. No man will spare his brother, and he will snatch on the right hand and be hungry, and he'll eat on the left hand, and they will not be satisfied. They will eat every man the flesh of his own arm. Manasseh, Ephraim, and Ephraim, Manasseh, and they together will be against Yehuda. But for all of this, his anger is still not turned away, but his hand is still stretched out against them. End of chapter.